The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 9th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
If you go to Kumbh Mela to find out the man of knowledge, then your Kumbh Mela is right.
That's right.
Otherwise, just buddhi salile.
Salile.
Jai Babu. If one thinks that he is salil, the water, to take bath in the water, in Kumbh Mela, he is a gopher. But really, now there are assembly of so many saintly persons, let me take advantage of their knowledge, and then he is interested. Congress of highly learned saintly persons.
People
should take
advantage. They are different groups, no?
Still, you can go to different groups of saintly persons. Different groups mean Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhavan. There are some yogis, some jnanis, some bhaktas. They are of the same category. Little difference.
Otherwise, different ways they have reached the same goal.
Yes. Brahmeti, Paramatma. Some of them are Brahma Parayana, some of them Paramatma Parayana, some of them are bhakta. It doesn't matter. But they are all spiritual. They have no interest in this material world.
Tattva-bhis.
They know what is truth.
What is the history of this Kumbh Mela, sir?
They say that Kumbh Mela, that spot is very sacred because Mohini Murthy brought the nectar.
But in India, Kumbh Mela is ritual.
Kumbh means water pot.
Water pot, yes. But at different places, than Nasik, last year, was Nasik.
Might have been all these places.
Nasik, then Ujjaini, then this. Three places.
How everything is nice. See the sky, how bizarre and how nice. By Krishna. Purnamidam. Vrikhajani is condemned. By Krishna's arrangement, the brikhas are also so nicely separate, it becomes beautiful.
They are all the representative of Krishna's creation, which is perfect.
Purnamada.
It was a challenge to one scientist who talked nonsense.
Yes.
Then it was one man challenged, like me as a student, doing this one. Sir, you say there is no God. Can you make a living sail, even of a, not of much less animal, of a plant even? Then he just looked with open mouth. Can you make a single sail living? Sail, I know, not of the whole tree. There is nature, there is God, there is Krishna, that is what we are calling.
Andantarasang paramanusayantarasang govindamadipurusam tavang bhajam. Andantarasang paramanusayam. Paramanu. Oh no, paramanu means smaller than the atom.
Paramanu.
Six paramanus makes one anu. Atomic dimension, combination of six paramanus. So in that paramanu also, the Lord is there.
He made it and then he entered into it.
Yeah.
That is what the Veda says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Antarastha. Jashakti. The Paramatma. Paramatma is there. The whole human life is meant for understanding all this and glorifying the Lord. And they are wasting the life by imitating the hog. Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājāṁ jyoti kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhate bīrvijāṁ. 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 Stool. Bhujāṁ. Eating. Gacchattirīṣu sab. Kappasavrachetam jagadanda kurti jachakti rasti jagadanda chayajatam tam andantarastam paramahat.
Jagadanda kurti.
Eka api asya. Rachayatam jagadandakurti. To create millions of universes.
But the standard of creation is the same, sir. But a unit of life, wherever you see, is the same. That is the greatness of God. That there is no change. Whether it's
without
an amoeba or a highest evolved man, the system of life is the same. That is the wonder of biology and science. That is where we wonder how God has made the creation. And that is where we feel the presence of God as a real scientist.
Some rascals, they say there is no God.
This Khurana, our Indian scientist, was working in USA. He did this work and he felt like, what God? Because he had a background of religious here. Some fellows in America, they talk nonsense about this science. It's all mechanical. They believe in what we call that dialectical materiality, that it is a material arrangement which produces consciousness. It is not the consciousness which governs the material.
If you want to subsidize anartha, bhakti-yogam adhokkhati, anartham upasamam saksa, bhakti-yogam adhokkhati, lokasya ajana, this rascal is not ajanata. Vidyana chakri sattata sam. Never bad in many sattata. For this rascal, some fools. Sattam param dhīvam. Janmānda sattaha. This is the beginning. The origin of everything. Annayāsukadapaskaratvesitavikyantara. The moment's nature is the same everywhere. In spite of your own being so elevated, Chanakya Pandita says, don't trap them. Vishyāsanayyakattambam sri suraja pulesha. That means nature is the same.
Hmm. Is a system of customs.
Urvashi was explaining Kururava about woman's nature.
That sanctity of sex that is brought to us.
Fortunately, our man cannot.
Don't allow me to say our. You see, what I mean to say is that we have really forgotten.
If you say our, so if one is sticking to the sex cult up to the point of death, he is not our.
So
Sex cult is Grihamedi. To stick into family life, that is sex cult.
That's right, but then...
It has no other
so meaning. So many people take vows.
It is a concession of sex.
Yes.
So now man in household life means a concession of sex.
So now you are 65?
No, that is not sex. I'm prepared to oppose you, sir, here.
I don't hear you, I hear the Shastra.
No, but
you
see, this was the Shastra, please let me...
Janamaitunadi Grihamedi.
Maithun with the fact, these people take...
No, no, Maithun, but Maithun products. You are attached to your sons and daughters, that is Maithun product.
That way we are attached to your body.
That is
also Maithun.
Either Maithun, just Gandhi. Gandhi, the same thing, a bigger scale. Bigger scale. Maithun product.
Our body is also Maithun product.
That's all right. But that is the first instruction. Don't be attached to this body.
That is what I say.
Yes. So if we remain attached up to the point of death to the Maithun or Maithun product, then the same illusion. That is same.
So you have to leave the body consciousness and become soul conscious. Perpetually, it is so many.
That soul consciousness is Krishna consciousness.
That is what I say. That is
the question, Krishna. But in the soul consciousness,
Brahma Bhuta, you have to worship for Brahma Krishna.
10% Krishna consciousness is devotion. Itya anna bhava. That is beginning.
He gets the highest of these. Brahma Bhuto Prasanna Atmana
Brahma Bhuto. Why is that Brahma Bhuto?
Then he mad bhakti lavate param. Then he gets the real. Otherwise, body conscious people cannot do the bhakti. Without becoming Brahma Bhuto, you cannot fulfill the bhakti.
Brahma Bhuto, everyone is Sharir Bhuto.
Sharir Bhuto, that is what I was telling you. And that is, I mean, everyone was, I mean, Sharir Kunapa, Sridhatuka.
Yeah. So unless one is Brahma Bhuta, there is no question of advancing in spiritual life. Ranlang parihurtu kartam devas bhutatum iram kithrina nayangdini na kinkara rajan sarvātmanāji saranaṁ saranaṁ gato mukundam parihuttu kattum. Finish. No more duty. I simply surrender to Krishna. He is liberated. Sarvātmanāji saranaṁ saranaṁ gato mukundam parihuttu kattum. I have no more duty. And that is the Brahma Bhuta. Mitho vipaddeta grihabhatāna. One who is Gyabrata, he goes to Guru and that Guru, he will never be reformed. Gyabrata. One is taking this vow that this home is everything. Gyabrata. Brata means taking vow. It is my only duty. Matinna Krishna, he cannot place his mind unto Krishna. Matinna Krishna parato satoba. Either by good advice of Guru or personal sattva. No mitha, no by meeting. Satsanga, so-called satsanga. Because the real disease is grihabhata.
No, that is right, sir.
Yes.
But there is...
That grihabhata, like, if we keep ourselves grihabhata, then either Guru or personally or by satsanga, nothing will help us. Matinna Krishna Prato Satova Mithobi Padvita Grihabhata. Why? Adanta Bhobhi Visatanta Mishram Purapuna Chad Vita Chadana.
Chinchi.
Anartha Upasamam. We have created anarthas. And human life is meant for arthadam, but Hare Krishna. therefore, real basic civilization is that gradually we have to give up this vihabhaka position. At one time, we must voluntarily give up, although I do not like to give up. Still, by the order of the Shastra, one has to give up. Panchasadham manam bhajat. Bhajat means compulsion. Just like we accept so many things compulsory. Similarly, to give up family attachment after 50th year, that is compulsory. We therefore invite all the compulsory announcement. Of course, nobody can go to the forest. That is not possible. They are not trained up as brahmachari. So, the Hare Krishna land, come on. All the vanaprasthas, they can be in this land. All Vrindavan, Hyderabad, simply for Bhagavad Bhajan. No other purpose. Annavilasita sundam. Making all other purposes zero. Annavilasita sundam. Jnana karma dhanabhidam. Jnana and karma, these are bondage. For me, jnana is yogi. They are especially bewildered. They want something, but still they say that I am now renounced. So long there is want, he cannot be renounced. Renounce means no more want. Samin titathos. I am fully satisfied. I don't want it. Janglabdha chaparang labhang mannakri nadhikam taka. I have got such a nice thing that I have no aspiration for getting any more. That is Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Samin titathos. So this is Vedic civilization, that at a certain stage one should forget that I belong to this family, I belong to this society, I belong to this nation, and so on there on. Sadhi kalatradishu. Sadhi, my own man, my kinsman. This is sadhi. And beginning from kalatradishu. Kalatra means wife. Wife is the beginning of expansion. From wife, child, from child to grandchild, grandchild to great-grandchild, and so on, so on. Sri means which increases. Kalatradi, see. Huh? ये लोग समझ नहीं हैं।
स्वामी जी, जो आप अभी बताया, इसमें मेरे मन में दो प्रश्न आते हैं। I get two thoughts. Number one, having acquired a family, I am willing to renounce But would I not be running away from the responsibility
what is
in
the
name
response?
Of Lord Krishna for the bringing up and educating the children? And second thing,
you cannot educate, neither you bring. This is Maya. Do you think only in your presence your children will be happy? They see here in the corner, the father and mother, the child is always 24 hours crying. See? The father and mother is there, the poor man, they're taking care, but still the child is unhappy, it is crying 24 hours. There are many you find. Does it mean that in the presence of father and mother the child is happy? Everyone is being conducted by his destiny. The father and mother may be there or may not be there. His destiny will go on. This is the law of nature. You see, here. Do you mean to say because that man is poor, he is not taking care of the child? Why the child is crying 24 hours? So, if one child is made to cry by his destiny, even in the presence of his father and mother, he has to cry. Nobody can make him happy. But this is called illusion. That I am doing. Ahankara bhimuratma karta aham iti mannate. A rascal, he thinks like that. But it is not the fact. The fact is prakita-kriya-mahārāṇī. His destiny or her destiny is to suffer. Even though father and mother, they suppose a rich man's son is sick, he has engaged good physician, good doctor. Does it mean that he guarantee life? Then what is the purpose? Bārasya-neha-saralaṁ-pitaro. Lord Maharaj said, it is not a fact that when the children are under the protection of father and mother, he is secure. Tadupekṣitānāṁ, if you neglect that this child must cry, this child must die, they even by the greatest care of the father and mother, he will die. So what is he? You saying that your duty? That is Maya.
Second thing is...
So first of all, you understand this, then being second. That you have no duty. Your only duty is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam. That is your only duty. But because you are under the mental platform, you are creating duties, but that also must be finished after a certain age. That is compulsory. That you are very good, responsible man, all right, do your duty after this, no duty. No duty. So, this duty, no duty, this is our creation. We are under fully control of the nature. But we have created our mental construction. This is duty, this is good, this is bad. That is our mano-dharma. Real dharma is sarva-dharma-an-paritya-jyam-ahamitam. This is real dharma. And everything is mano-dharma. Mental creation. Therefore the Bhagavad in the beginning it is said that dharma prajjita koitavat. All these false dharma is rejected. These are all false dharma. Real dharma is to surrender to Krishna. But it takes time. Therefore, satsanga is required. But actually, real dharma is to become Krishna conscious. And do everything. Anukullena Krishnanu Sulanam. What Krishna wants, we must know it and do it. This is real dharma.
How to know it?
You can know from Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, it is open to everyone. If you cannot understand, then go to Guru, he will explain to you. How to know it, you cannot say. Keep to the left, is there. You cannot say, I did not know the law. You have deviated. Why have gone to the right? The sign road is there. Keep to the left. You have gone to the right, you have criminal. You must be punished. So, Krishna comes personally and he is giving instruction. How can you say? How to know? This is criminal.
Follow Bhagavad Gita.
This is criminal to say that we do not know what to do. We do not see God. God is given the law. There is no question how to know. Know it. Tad viddhi panipatena. Tad viddhi. Know it. Why you are neglecting? Tad viddhi. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Tad what is that? Ignorance of law is no excuse. You cannot say in the court, sir, I did not know the law. You know or not know, you have violated the law, you must be punished. Hare Krishna. But,
right, and once you know, then everyone is benefited. Your family is not neglected.
The ignorance of law. Why? Why this human form of life? To know. Why you do not try to know it? Then he must be punished. Krishna says, asraddha dhana purusha. If you are neglectful to know, dharma sasa parantara, this dharma, this science, this duty, what I am giving, asraddha dhana, Bhagavad Gita. Asraddha dhana. There is no saddha, rascal. Then the result will be mana prapya. It does not get me. Then what is next? Nivartante, he goes back. Where? Mittu samsara vatvani. Again in the cycle of birth and death. Again after millions and millions of years, he'll come, again get the chance of human life. Another chance to know. So this is the chance to know. You cannot expect the dog will know, the cat will know. You have got human being, you must know. The sign board keep to the left is meant for the human being. If the dog goes from right to the left, he is not to be punished because he has no knowledge. This is common sense. But you cannot neglect. You are human being. You cannot say, I did not see the signboard, I did not know the law. Therefore, by chance, I have hired. No, by chance, you must be punished. This is the responsibility of Narottamdas Thakur, therefore, sings, Hari Hari, be phale janama goyani. I have wasted my time. How? Manusya janama paiya Radha Krishna na paiya. I got this human form of life, I did not know what is Radha Krishna. Janiya suniya visokhaini. Knowingly, I have taken poison. The human being, if he does not become Krishna conscious, that means knowingly he is taking poison and he must die. Janiya suniya viṣa khai. Sometimes I do not know what is poison, just a child does not know, he may take. But he will not be excused. Even a child takes poison, it does not mean the nature's law will excuse it. No. But what to speak of child? A human being, if he takes poison, janiya suniya, then what is to be? So, in the human form of life, we cannot neglect the instruction of Bhagavan. Then he will be punished. Severe punishment. Tānāhaṁ duṣataḥ kurāṁ cipāmi ajasraṁ dhujuni.
You are thrown in the lower unit.
Lower? Yes. Lower means two samsaras. Suppose next life I become dog, then by becoming very big scientist, big lawyer, big this and that, everything is finished. But that law is not in your hand. After that, you cannot say, Mother Nature, you are giving this body, I don't like it. No. It is not in your life. It is my life. Karmana adayo netrena. When you are criminal, you are under the grip of the magistrate. If he puts you in jail, you cannot say, I don't like. No, you like and you must work. Who cares for your life? Therefore, murha, prakriti, the laws of nature is working in its own way. Nobody can change it. But ahankara vimuratma, those who are rascals, they are thinking, I am independent, whatever I like, I can do. There is no God, there is no law. Kattaham iti manmati. That should be avoided, that I am not independent. So that knowledge is lacking at the present moment. Whatever I think I can do, it is private, religion is private, and big swamis are supporting. Yes, religion is a private.
It is a state.
Huh? Whatever, these rascals. Rascals. It is not private. No private public. It is laws of nature. You have to abide by that. The nature's law is now winter. You have to cover your body. There is no second law. That is one thing, that we are the present defect is that every one of us, under the laws of God or nature, whatever you say, and still we are declaring independence. This is the difference. Prakriti-sthopi, purusha-prakriti-sthopi, bhumite-prakriti-jana-guna, karana-guna-sanga-asya, sad-asad-janma-joni, sad-asad-janma. Why? Karana-guna-sanga-asya. He is associating with the different modes of material nature, infecting, and that is the cause. One is born as demigod, one is born as dog. One is born as tree, one is born as human being. Karanam guna sangas. Therefore, we should associate with satsang. Satsanga chari kainu asate vilas, te karane lagilam ar karma vanda phas. because you have given up satsanga, om tattva, Krishna sanga. You are entangled in this asatsanga. And that is the cause of my karma vandan part. Satsanga chari koinu asate bhira. I want to enjoy with asat, asatoma, sadhgama. Therefore I am entangled.
You are continuously continuing contact with sattva.
But sir, instead of reading low books, novels, if you read Bhagavad or Bhagavad Gita, it is a sort of a satsang here. And that is the earth. Someday he will go to a guru, he will find out.
If he reads Bhagavad, he is not ordinary man.
He is on the way of.
If he reads Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, he is not ordinary man.
He is a satsang.
Satang prasangad mamabhid jasangvida. Bhavanti Ritpanna Rasayana Katha. Rasayana Katha. Unless you discuss Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita with satsanga, devotees, it does not become really seva. Therefore, he is not attached. Tadbhāga visad gajjana, janasāga viprava. Another fact. Natad vachas citta padang harer jasa, praginita karich. You may read one literature, very decoratively written, very interesting. But there is no discussion about the Supreme Personality of God. Tad vacha, citta padam, very decorative. Natad vachas citta padang harer jasa, praginita karich. But there is no glorification of the Lord. That bhāyasati tham. Such kind of literature is enjoyable by such persons who are like crows.
Why?
Crows.
Why?
Huh?
Why? Why are crows?
Crows, yes. Crows will never come to a nice place. They go to the filthy place where everything rubbish is thrown out. Crows will take advantage of this. Here is enjoyment. So the bhāyasati. So we have been educated to become bhāyasa. Crows. Useless black birds. There are other birds also, but this amongst the birds, these crows are much disliked by everyone. Our present literature and taste of literature is like that. Crow. Ka, 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 ka.